The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this Tuesday, 4th of December 2012. Only, do they count the 25th as a shopping day? I don't think so. So roughly we got 20 days left for shopping. Paul Drockton, what are you going to be buying?
Well, I don't know about the rest of America, but I'm sure that we'll see the Christmas decorations for 2013 up on January 1st. So,
well, I'll tell you what. They've been real quiet about retail sales. They've just been really mum. Every year we seem, and this was generally Paul out of just out of greed. You know, it seemed that once Thanksgiving came, that was officially the Christmas shopping season. Mm-hmm. But this year, the retail stores, to try to get people in there, were opening their doors for the Black Friday, the day before, like on Thursday night at 9 p.m. You had the idiots out there, and this always fascinated me, to watch people act no better than a troop of baboons. You know, these stores, yeah. For their, I guess you could classify them as being lost leaders, but the super good deals and people lining up at the doors, busting in the doors and killing each other and just acting like just abject animals. There's no other way to put it. If it weren't so damn tragic and a true sign of where we've gone in this country, it would actually be kind of funny.
It's kind of like the seagulls in Finding Nemo.
Never saw the movie. never. You know, I was talking to you prior to the show today, and we were talking about house prices, and I asked you know about the real estate market, and I said, you know, I saw It's a Wonderful Life. That's a prerequisite. This is when, well, movies weren't necessarily places to socially re-engineer your way of thinking. But that was a 1946 movie. And I caught something in that really piqued my interest. Now, the movie was done in 1946, and they were talking about house prices. One of Henry Potter's people going, you know, this little rickety savings and loan is going to be the death knell for you, because why would these people want to stay in your slums when they can buy a house through the savings and loan and they get a real nice house for $5,000? And that included the land that it sat on.
I know. It's crazy.
Oh, man. $5,000 for a house. Come on, seriously? That sounds like, I don't know, it sounds like it should be a portion of another movie someplace. You know, it almost sounds like a science fiction movie. $5,000 for a house? Seriously? And what am I getting today, and why am I paying so much more? We'll talk a little bit about that when we get back. Paul Drockton's my guest. I'm John Stadtmiller. We'll be right back at you.
Would you like to reclaim lost health? Are supplements only getting you so far? Hey, folks, my name is Franklin. I had a heart attack in 2006 that left me with a damaged valve working at only 20% capacity and odds against being here now. Then I found RNA Drops, a patented completement formula that creates perfect cells in your body. My perfect cells helped me to regain heart function and more. What could your body do with perfect cells? For a limited time, you can find out for free. Go to franklinsrnadrops.com and get a free mini bottle, valued at $50 on its way. Just pay shipping and handling. While you're there, you can view our growing line of products and hear amazing stories of what these products have done for others. My story is there as well. That's franklinsrnadrops.com. Start reclaiming your health today by giving your body what it needs. I cannot wait to hear what your perfect cells are doing for you. Thank you.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981, 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save earth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Paul, what is the average cost of a house today?
You know, it's funny because if you take a look at 2006 when property values peaked, the average house of a piece of, or of a house was $305,900. And as of May 2012, it stood at $146,000.
Now, is this the same house that went for $300,000 back in 2006?
Yes.
Okay, so it's lost better than 50% of its value.
Yes. Which basically, you know, when you're looking at investments, John, some of the things that people need to consider is something that's called opportunity cost. In other words, sitting on a losing investment causes you opportunities to be in something that's a winning investment. And real estate's always been touted as
Whoa. That sounds like our Orwellian doublethink to me. That's like saying, okay, if I pick up a hammer and I whack my one hand, at least I still have another good hand, but I won't be able to whack that one with a hammer.
Well, opportunity cost is basically, it's an economical term, and what it means is that I have resources that are limited, and if I put them in one area, there's a possibility that I might miss another opportunity. That's what it means.
Okay, I see what you're saying. So whatever you have built up out there, if you've got anything that you can put someplace else, do it, because you already know you're in a losing position where you're sitting at.
Exactly. Okay. Instead of writing it down to nothing. See, the biggest mistake...
Yeah. I'm sorry I'm laughing, but people, Paul, I just wish that you could do like a zip download We could download your head, put it on a little zip drive, and people could shove it up their nostril or stick it in their ear or whatever, and download what you know.
I appreciate that.
Well, and it's people don't understand this, and there is a mentality out there that, well, you know, things are bad. They can't stay bad for everything forever. Everything is going to start to pick up eventually. And no matter what I'm sitting on and how bad it looks right now, I'm just going to keep holding on to it. Look, the people in this world that it's their business to make money, try crawling inside their heads and looking through their eyes. Look at the world through their eyes and how they make money. We think of things differently. We think of thrift or making a good deal or, you know, hanging on to something that we have and hopefully it's going to be worth what it was priced before. We just have a totally different mentality.
Mm-hmm. Well, the sad reality is that what differentiates the people with resources and those that don't have it is people that have wealth, they buy assets, whereas people that don't buy liabilities. That's really the only distinction.
Hmm. Well, I'm looking here at CNN and Money Magazine, The Economy, What to Expect in 2013. And they're talking about, well, frightened business, delaying capital spending, hiring, so on and so forth. Money Magazine says that make more in 2013, you'll learn how to get more investment income at a time when super low rates. As a prospective home seller or buyer, you can stop sitting on your hands and start exploring job opportunities again. And I'm looking at this and I'm going, you know, what sphere are they orbiting here? They say jobs are coming back. Hiring is hardly robust yet, but the unemployment rate is off of its 10% peak. Now, there's a shock for me because the last I heard, unemployment was at about 8.5%, maybe 9%. They're saying unemployment is going to be well off its 10% peak. Now, and again, ladies and gentlemen, the economy would be, it'd be kicking butt right now compared to the reality. If it was only 10%, unemployment was only 10%, things would not be as bad as they are. Unemployment truly is sitting at about 24-25%. Okay? Almost. Go ahead.
Which, by the way, John, if you take a look at the history of the Great Depression, in 1933-34 was the worst year of the Great Depression, and unemployment was at 24%. Now, the difference is, if I were to go back to that time period, half of Americans were still living on farms. Yeah. And if you grew up on a farm, there isn't a depression because you can grow your own stuff. You can make your own stuff. So the reality is that...
Well, and something else you need to add in there as well. We didn't carry the debt that we're carrying right now. The dollar was not as weak as it is right now. There are so many things that don't line up. I like to make comparisons between today and depression-like numbers versus, you know, 1929. But there are variables here that just don't add up. I would hope that this would be a 1929 depression. That way I would know that we'd have 11 years of almost no growth and stagnant, but whoever had theirs and whoever was still working, they still worked, okay? They still had theirs, as you said. We mm-hmm. were climbing out of this agrarian culture. We were going heavily into manufacturing, so on and so forth. That's mm-hmm. when this country really started to pick up steam. That's when we really started to build an economy, when we start making stuff for ourselves. But this is not 1929.
No, there's absolutely, and what I'm trying to get at is if you look at how they counted unemployment, these were urban dwellers. So if you take real unemployment back in the 1930s, it was more like 12% because they weren't counting agricultural workers. They weren't counting individuals that owned their own farms, lived on a family farm, whatever. They were only counting urban dwellers, which was only half the population. So we're twice as using shadow stats figures, we're twice as worse off today. And it's just being masked with the continuation of these unemployment checks.
Well, I've got to play you this from CNN Money. Now, a bigger basket of bullpucky I've never heard. But here's Velshi talking about recession.
On my money menu today, are we in a recession? I mean, times are tough, but come on. Consumer confidence is up. Americans are spending more money during the holiday season. And if Congress doesn't push the country over a fiscal cliff, we're likely headed for more economic growth, right? Well, one of the best economic forecasters around says not only is the U.S. economy headed for a recession with or without the fiscal cliff, he says we're already in one. Listen to what Lakshman Achyutan of the Economic Cycle Research Institute, ECRI for short, told me today.
The recession has started. We're a few months into it. And I think if you wanted to argue against me, I would point to jobs. Jobs are still growing.
I'd like to
smack
you.
But when we look at the last seven recessions, in three of them, jobs continued to grow into the recession.
Okay. Paul?
Yeah.
Your Choco rations will be increased 7 grams this week. We're going to send you some brand new sharp razor blades. They've been recycled. They've been resharpened. But hey, you know, it's better than trying to cut your throat trying to shave. This is double plus good.
You know, for the guy to say that with a straight face, what he just said to me, I'm just sitting here going, I can't. You know, these people, they just don't have a conscience, John. I mean, the people in the mainstream media, they don't have a conscience. They're getting theirs. They're getting a nice, big, fat paycheck. And to sit there straight-faced and lie to the American people. And that's what's wrong with the mainstream media.
Well, I mean, you know, it can't be all doom and gloom because, after all, we do operate on faith and credit of the U.S. government and the faith that Wall Street is going to keep doing what it's been doing for a number of years. And, yeah, I mean, it's economically, yeah, things could be much, much better. But, you know, the way I'm tracking this, we've been in a recession since 2006.
I take it back to 2001.
Okay. Great. I feel so much better now. I've weathered it this far, and geez. Tell you what, let's go to the phones here. Colin in California. Hello, Colin.
How you doing, John?
Hi.
I want to make a point. The banker's heart of their ploy, their Ponzi scheme, is inflation. Because if we have deflation, like today, I would be happy to work for a dollar an hour, provided that was a silver dollar.
Uh-huh.
And most people would. They, you know, trying to show people to wrap their minds around this a different way. Inflation is their friend because then everybody must finance everything from a car to a home. There's no paying cash for anything. That's why they always strive for inflation.
Well, Colin, if I don't know what the gas prices are like in California, but if you've got
$3.87.
Okay, but if you've got $2.50 in your pocket right now, you can fill up the tank in your car. Did you know that?
With the silver coin, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, but see, that's what I'm saying. The deflation, or there's not enough gold and money and silver, is hogwash because, hey, if we got rid of the artificial inflation, yeah, everything becomes within reach, and you don't need to finance everything under the sun.
Well, and, you know, it's funny you should mention that because every year, Colin, I go through this same thing. I watch A Wonderful Life, you know. I watch the movie, and there's the banker versus the savings and loan. And, well, we know how savings and loans work. Did he drop? Okay. We know how savings and loans work. You put your money in there, and they loan it to everybody else, but at a lesser interest. But what we're looking at now, I mean, what did you say, Paul? In 2006, the housing market peaked out?
That's, you know what's crazy, John? I sold my house. This is no joke. You can look this up. I sold my house literally a month before property value started declining and went into rent. And I was advising my clients to do the same.
You're either very damn lucky or you're a smart guy. And I have a tendency to think it's the latter and not the former. All right, we'll continue with your calls here. 800-313-9443. Bob in Michigan, I'll get to your call next. Folks, here's an alert for you. You know, don't they say that shrinking something or other supply increases whatever the price? Well, you'll be happy to know the treasuries, the Fed's going to be buying 90% of them. So hurry up.
Maintaining your health is getting harder than ever. GMO, chemtrails, designer viruses, toxins, and mysterious syndromes make it very difficult to protect yourself and loved ones. So what can you do? How can you fight back and own your health? What if powerful technology existed designed to help you optimize your physical and mental well-being, correct chronic issues, and extend your quality of life? Skeptical? Sure. We were too, but results don't lie. Your body's an energy system, and the future of medicine will use non-toxic bioenergy to rejuvenate your cells with the perfect living energy they're made from. How do we know? Because that future began nearly 100 years ago and lives on today because of powerful results. T8 is a breakthrough technology that's transforming the science of bioenergetic rejuvenation. To learn why over 800 holistic practitioners and people just like you bought T8s over the past 3 years, visit antiaging8.com. That's antiaging, the numeral 8, or call 979-227-2277. 979-227-2277.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Let's see, if we're going to go over a cliff, how much time do you want to spend thinking about it? Let me see. I'm in a super fast sports car. The cliff is 100 yards away. I jam it in first gear, pop the clutch, jam down the accelerator. I'm going to get over that cliff a little bit quicker than just, you know, moping along. The point is, do you want it to happen sooner or later? Well, on the other side of this call, I want to play you folks a clip here with a guy that says, you know, the faster we go over this cliff, the better off we're going to be. I just love that. I hope it's a high cliff, because if I'm a passenger in this guy's car, I'm going to have my parachute, and it's going to be a convertible. Bob in Michigan. Hello, Bob.
Good afternoon, John.
Hi.
I think we're from a similar demographic, and I applaud your efforts and all the rest of that. But it's over, pal.
Well, which part is over?
The whole works. On the last election, it proved only that more than half of the population, with their Obama phones and all the rest, are willing to turn in the workers to the government. That is...
What about the Republicans in Congress that have been going along with Obama's agenda for the last 4 years.
Yeah.
I mean, the Republicans have controlled the House of Representatives for 4 years. They have the power to impeach Obama. They've had the power to hold up his legislation. But what do we get out of them? Well, we got health care. We got Obamacare with the help of a Republican Congress. And I'm talking about the House of Representatives. And with the approval of a Republican appointee to the Supreme Court. So this isn't a party issue. If they would have voted for Romney, the results would have been the same. Because you got thieves on the left and you got thieves on the right. You know, Jesus was crucified between two thieves. So is America, my friends.
Bob, you may be correct. I made that observation just looking at the voting, and whether it was rigged or whether it wasn't or whatever, the vote counts that came in, you know, who cares if it's 10% or 20% off of the 50-plus percent that voted for Obama. These people are voting for their next meal.
That's the people that are collecting a government check.
That's right.
For a living.
And do they realize that when the government pops inside out, which it's going to do, I don't have a crystal ball, Bob, but I know it's going to happen. What are these people that have been so dependent on the government going to do?
I'm a Detroit Lions fan. I know how this ends.
Ain't that the truth?
All
right. Hey, Bob, thanks for your call.
Yeah. You know, John, I got to tell you something. Going back and forth between Republicans and Democrats, it's a losing game. I mean, they both brought this. I mean, let's go back to the rising interest rates that killed the housing market. Let's go back to the changing of the banking laws that permitted an explosion of these toxic derivatives. I mean, this has been through Republican and Democratic administrations. This isn't, both sides are thieves. That's what people need to realize. And the solution isn't going to be in government. Government doesn't produce anything. It just consumes.
That's exactly right.
So looking for a government solution in here, it ain't going to happen.
Well, we have a gentleman, Michael Crofton, from the Philadelphia Trust. He's the CEO and founder. And he says, you know, hey, it's not so bad going over this cliff. Here's his reasoning.
Why is going over the fiscal cliff a good thing?
Because the only way the Republicans and the Democrats are going to get together to do something meaningful is with a crisis. And the only way we're going to get a crisis is if we go over the fiscal cliff. Someone was on Bloomberg this morning and called it more of a fiscal slope.
Right.
And I actually agree with that. If we spend a week or two over the slope, then the Republicans and the Democrats are going to get together. They're both going to give something. They're going to be compromises, and they're going to get something meaningful done. Otherwise, this could be like Europe. You know, the U.S. next year could be like Europe was in 2012. Fits and starts. Nothing getting accomplished. Everybody wondering what the next shoe to drop is. We need to have a little bit of a crisis in order to get these guys together to get something done.
Now let's go to this chart. It's the S&P 500 and its price earnings ratio.
This, and let me stop here because you mentioned the Standard & Poor's. We got the PE versus the index.
Mm-hmm.
This is what they're saying.
That's basically the measure of value. They've been going in separate directions. So, Mike, which has to give? At this point, would you be, say, buying heavily to kind of take advantage of the low valuation, or do you need to be short the S&P here?
Well, it really shows you that the rally hasn't really been broad. I mean, you've had to be in the right stocks in order to participate in this rally. So a large portion of the S&P has underperformed. It's got a low PE. So there's a real great opportunity here to be a stock picker. I think that the market is probably going to do a little bit better. First quarter is going to be tricky, but I think it'll do a little bit better next year, assuming we don't have, you know, major macroeconomic. Well, we have a macroeconomic disaster, which could come from four different places, as far as I see it.
Only
we're going to have an okay year next year, and you're going to be able to pick some stocks here that have really not performed well this year, have really lagged the market, and you'll see them come back up towards that S&P.
And what kind of sectors have? Or catching your eye?
Well, actually, we still love technology. We think energy is very is a really dynamic sector.
Yeah, okay, enough of that stuff.
you know, John, here's the reality. Okay, the price-to-earnings ratio, what it tells people is it tells you how long it takes you to get your money back. That's the P.E. ratio. So right now, the S&P is at 16.7, which means it will take you 16.7 years just to get your money back. And now we're talking about a one-year change in the price-to-earnings ratio of 13.8%.
And, do they adjust for inflation or devaluation of the currency while you're waiting 16 years?
Of course not.
I didn't think so. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on Earth.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Now, here's something a little bit more concrete on the purported fiscal cliff. Folks, we were dangling over a fiscal cliff a long time before these characters decided what to do with the budget. These are like two carrion crows fighting which part of their your corpse they're going to clean off first. Here is Josh Barrio on a little, and you got to dig on Bloomberg to find these things because everything is rosy and up, and we want you spending money and buying stocks, and everything is going to be just fine. He's got a take on the fiscal cliff that is kind of unique.
The thing I was most struck by is just how the president's frame on what the fiscal cliff is completely wrong. The fiscal cliff is an austerity crisis. The problem is that we're going to have tax increases and spending cuts that are going to drag down the economy in 2013 if they're not reversed. And what's the president focused on? His top priority that he's putting forward is a tax increase. It's not going to be a major austerity measure in itself because it'll mostly hit ironers, but raising taxes has nothing to do with alleviating austerity. And then what he talks about giving in exchange for that is entitlement cuts, which are also not responsive to the fiscal cliff. The problem we have right now is not a long-term deficit problem. We have that problem, but it doesn't need to be fixed in the next month. And the president just doesn't seem to be focused on what needs to be fixed in the next month. The thing I was most...
yeah, He must be of European descent because he was using the term austerity. No, we called it quantitative easing. But he is exactly right. We've had a budget crisis. We've had a debt problem for a long time. And they're not doing anything, Paul, to address. And I use simplistic, almost bozo-like terms, if you will. I call it the goes into versus the goes out of. You know, we have the debts and obligations of the federal government, and we've got dwindling tax revenues, we've got dwindling everything. And they're unwilling to make any substantial cuts in order to have something of a budget that they can work with. And they're out of their minds, the debts and obligations, future obligations of the U.S. government, folks. And correct me if I'm wrong, Paul Drockton, but is that not in the area of some $140 to $150 trillion?
Yeah, it's outrageous. I mean, reality, we're talking, they always throw out the national debt, what is it, $16.5 trillion? Well, if that's the only debt this country had, we could recover from that. But the reality is that we've got, obviously, the currency. Every time they print currency, every time they issue a bond or a note, that's just more burden on us to pay that off. And we're talking right now, there's almost $100 trillion of unfunded liabilities on top of the $16.5 trillion they're acknowledging. So $116 trillion, if you take a look at the United States income to debt ratio, I mean, we're way, 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 way past insolvent. And obviously, we look at this fiscal cliff, and they're talking about a shortfall of $600 billion on a budget that's somewhere right around $3.8 trillion. So what they're talking about is the banksters have taken 99% of the pie, and we're fighting over the one piece that's left.
Well, you know, I would do, and I'm serious about this, and Ron Paul had it exactly right. Being militarily strong in this country doesn't necessarily mean that we have to spend any more money on defense. We don't have to. But he said it, and he was correct. It's time for the U.S. to come home. We have in 130 different countries, and I misquoted the other day, and I corrected it yesterday, and I'll correct it again today. We have in 130 countries, we have 900 military bases. We need to shut the damn things down, bring the assets and the troops home, quit fighting this endless political war for Israel, get those troops home. We can still maintain a strong military. God help anybody on this planet if they ever tried to attack the United States. They're not going to do it. We're fighting these little proxy wars all over the globe for everybody else. And we're fresh out of money to fight these proxy little wars. So how much money do you think we could save? I don't even have a figure on this. But shutting down 900 bases, that would be a good start on a budget cut, don't you think?
Either that or we can contract with the countries where they're at and make them pay for it, which, turn a profit on your,
really?
On your military.
Well, then we don't even need the military. We could just use their mercenaries. Have their paid armies over there, okay? Well, we'll just rent it to them and forget international law, forget our Constitution. Just
I'm being facetious, my friend.
Well, I'm not. if they want the security, let them pay for it. And then they can make the rules from their rent-a-policeman or whatever they want to call them. But I wonder how much money this country would save by shutting down these wars in the Middle East, shutting down these bases, bringing these guys home, and taking care of them. What I'm seeing on television right now, and I'll tell you what, folks, some people think that this is a good thing. You know, for $19 or $20 a month, you can help a blown-up serviceman. Well, wait a minute. Why is somebody going out there and starting things like this, funds for veterans, for prostheses or for some kind of rehab or whatever the case may be? Isn't it the military's, isn't it the United States government's job to take care of our military and, you know, post, you know, something happens to them? Isn't that why we had veterans' hospitals? You know, but I'm seeing organizations popping up now collecting funds to take care of our servicemen that have been blown halfway to hell. This is sad. Some people think this is a good idea. Well, if the government is not taking care of these guys, I guess it is a good idea. But folks, look at what they're saying. We're sending these guys in harm's way. We're getting them, turning them into human confetti, and we won't even pay for it. We won't even pay for the damage they're done to these human lives. And fighting what war for what? This war on terrorism, the only thing we're doing is potentially making more terrorists by occupying and blowing the crap out of people around the planet that really don't deserve it. Yeah,
I'm with you. I mean, take a look at, you know, John, take a look at our budget, federal budget, $3.8 trillion. 25% of that goes for defense spending. Now, if you were to look at Japan, which spends about 1% on defense because we provide them with it for free, and if you take a look at South Korea, which is 1% because we have, I don't even know, what is it, 40,000 troops along the border of North and South Korea?
Mm-hmm.
And the border is, I don't even know, what is it, maybe 23 miles? And if you take a look at these other countries, they just need, you know, here's the thing. Americans think that we've been fighting a war to establish democracy. We haven't. We've been establishing central banks through conquest. That's what we've been doing. And the tribute doesn't come back to us. It goes right into the pockets of the banksters. So we have basically been used by the globalists to place central banks in all these countries so that they can then collect tribute. And what do we get back for it?
Nothing. Yeah.
Exactly.
Steve in Ontario. Hello, Steve.
Hey, how you doing, gentlemen?
Good.
Paul's words there have never been spoken more true. It's all about central banks, and that's my call is about. I'm in Canada here, and Mark Carney, our head of the Bank of Canada, is now going over to the Bank of England. And I just wanted to see if Paul had heard anything. Why would a man that has done a reasonably good job in Canada here, is it just the money? Like, is he going for, like, the big bucks over there in England to get paid, like, tens of millions of pounds a year or something? Because I can't see why a guy would want to leave a situation like Canada and go to England and head up the Bank of England when they're in a way worse mess than a lot of, I mean, they're one, next to the United States, I bet you they're number two as far as debt to GDP. So have you heard any rumblings out there why Carney's leaving, Paul?
Yeah, let me explain this to you. When we look at these central banks like the Bank of England, the Bank of Canada, you know, the Bank of New York, Mellon, the bottom line is this is one corporation.
Right.
And it's Bankster Inc. And when you're dealing with a large multinational corporation like Bankster Inc., they like to rotate people around because what the one person will make policies that are unpopular, they just replace them with someone else.
Right.
And they've got their scapegoat. So this is just a game of musical chairs with these guys. It has no, absolutely, don't read anything else into it.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's a former Goldman Sachs exec, and that's the guys that they like to place in certain countries. But, I mean, I always thought the goal of these central banks was to get countries in debt as much as possible to screw all the citizens out of money. But I thought England had already done a good job of that. I can't imagine what he's going over there to achieve at this point, because they're already screwed. So I don't get it, because, I mean, he was highly respected, very well liked here, and I just don't see what he's going over there for. So I just wasn't sure if you'd heard anything in the rumor mill.
Just my guess from what I'm seeing is it's just a pay raise for him. That's
that's what I kind of thought. He's going to go from a small little place to the big boys and get to sit with the Queen and do what they do. So okay, thanks,
right,
man.
Thanks, Steve.
Okay.
Yeah, just replace the faces. It doesn't matter. These guys get paid big bonuses, whether you're the head of a bank or you're the head of an investment firm, it doesn't matter. They're there collecting their cash, and when the investors get a little bit upset and maybe the promises were not brought forth, well, we'll just lob this guy's head off, and he walks out the door with a nice parachute, and we'll just bring the next guy in. It's a revolving door. fresh faces. Still same fundamental problems, but hey, we got fresh faces. Fred, man, and they got 7 billion of which to choose from, so they can put up a new face every day if they wanted to. Fred in Michigan. Hello, Fred.
Hey there, John.
Hi.
Speaking of the Rothschild Luciferian Trust over there, perhaps the guy from Canada who's being rewarded, maybe he was so successful in duping the Canadian sheeple, they're rewarding him with a position over there. I'm sure Canada has a central bank. And, you know, what's really bizarre, I know some fellas who like to go hunting in Canada. And I've never had such great red meat as I did when they shared their moose burger with me. And what's so bizarre, the gun laws there are really maniacal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so relative to the mirage called the fiscal cliff, I say mirage because in reality, unless I'm mistaken, it's all based on fraudulent debt obligations like derivatives, credit default swaps,
right,
et cetera. And if that's true, and if it's also true that the Federal Reserve fiat debt currency violate the federal charter, I think it's Article 1, Section 10, gold and silver and nothing but, and since we have the precedent of John Kennedy in June of 63 initiating the printing of U.S. Treasury notes, and then I learned about this guy Webster Tarpley. I don't know much about him, but one thing that does resonate with me big time is his call for a Wall Street bankster tax, a transaction tax, and it makes sense because most of what they're doing in their trading is computer generated.
Mm-hmm.
You know, thousands of trades at any point in time. So, hey, what a Wizard of Oz idea that is, eh?
Well, you know? And Paul, correct me if I'm wrong here, but even if there was a tax put on those transactions, these are corporations and they seek to make maximum bottom line profit. So they're going to extract that money from someplace. They're not going to just give it up by way of a transaction tax. That'll be put back on the people that do business with them. Am I in error there?
No, you're right. Now, the way these guys operate, and, you know, the Bank of England, Bank of Canada, those are nothing more than branch offices. The real power is within the city of London, which is a 2-mile square financial center, and it's basically got its own mayor that the Queen bows down to when she goes to visit the City of London. She has to take off all her regalia. So that tells you how powerful these people are. And the way that they do things is if they're giving back $1 trillion, you can bet your sweet Bippy that there's $100 trillion going out the back door.
And you know, I don't know if you're aware of this or not, Fred, but Webster Tarpley used to be on this network.
No, I didn't know that. Let me say this, buttressing what you said previously, John, I was able to query Mark Lane when he was interviewed regarding his book, The Last Word, and I regarding the National Security Agency and what needs to be done relative to all that. He said, well, we need to terminate. And he said JFK had planned to terminate the National Security Act. So what a great idea, you know, in addition to shutting off all of the foreign military bases and bringing all the troops home, I say, hey, shut off all the embassies too. Shut off all foreign aid. In fact, you guys must have heard this, what, about a month and a half, 2 months ago, the Methodist hierarchy, the Lutheran hierarchy, and the Presbyterian hierarchy, it might have been selective branches, but they collectively, we're calling for a termination of funding to the Zionist government of Israel.
That is true. Yes.
So let's do all that. I mean, the blueprint here, then we factor in Paul's knowledge. We factor in Edwin Vieira's knowledge. The blueprint exists, and I hope Ron Paul and his people will pick up on this. We need a, you know, we don't need a guns and bullets revolution. We just need to use the system against them. And I think the blueprint exists just on what I've already called attention to.
An intellectual revolution would be far superior to people in their mindset that, well, we got 60 million gun owners in this country. I think in Montana, every household has at least 20 to 24 guns in it. You know, that all sounds fine and dandy. And I keep reminding people that we're talking about a government that's willing to use armed drones as patrol over our own soil. They've already put the fusion centers in, melded the police with the military, sitting there waiting for the damn thing to collapse, and we'll be looking at our own war machine possibly turned against the American people. Yeah, so I think the more creative and thinking people out there had better get serious unless they want a full-onset revolution, in which I think only the flower of this country would be put asunder. Thanks for your call, Fred. Appreciate it. We'll take the break. We'll be right back.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com. Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements, made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are back. I'm sitting here Looking at some stories on retail outlets having specifically to do with Dead Lobster and Olive Garden and Longhorn Steakhouse, all of which owned by Darden Restaurants. And they've got a little problem here. They keep doing these fantastic promotions. I think Longhorn had sweepstakes that you could win free steak dinners for a year. Olive Garden, their offer of surf and turf for $25, or there's different specials out there. At one price point, $7.99, it appears that Red Lobster was discounting its lunch by 50%. And it really hasn't garnered an uptick in business. You know, forget profit. When you're out there discounting 50% off a regular price, well, there's your profits in there. But apparently, these people... some areas of the country, restaurants do well. Down here in Central Texas, restaurant business is still pretty brisk. Other parts of the country, where there used to be a restaurant, there is no more. Unless you're looking at national chains. National chains, they'll take a hit on a location for a while before they decide to shut it down. Doesn't mean the restaurants, the chain is still making money. It still has enough cash there that it eventually will cut its losses by shutting down those restaurants. I'm just amazed. People, what I'm looking at here, Paul, is these chains are not doing that well. Their profits are off quite a bit. But still, that's an indicator, I guess, to some people. Well, look at that restaurant. There's a waiting line to get in there. That's not indicative of how the economy's doing or how that chain itself is doing. That might be a good location that you happen to be in, at any rate. Steve in Ohio. Hello, Steve.
Hello, John, and hello, Paul.
Hi.
Hi.
And, I'm reading Paul's article on Republic Rothschild's murder and massive Utah oil discovery 3. And, that kind of ties into my comment and my question. And my comment is I believe that the banks are loaning all this money and creating all this money, hoping that they're going to get paid by the U.S. people because of this massive amount of oil that we have. They are trying to take control of that oil right now.
Quit grabbing his mic, Boom, and he hasn't done it once. Hello.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, my question is it possible that within the next few years we are going to see a massive economic upturn because of the amount of oil, if we do exactly like Putin did, and that is kick the bankers out and get them away from the control of the oil that we have in the ground here?
What happened is they consolidated their power. And what I mean by that, if you take a look at what Russia's done, Russia and China, both Russia and China, the Communist Party, which was the top 1% of the population, that was their 1%, were the banksters of the East. And what they did is they just reconsolidated their power. If you go through Glasnost was an opportunity for them to identify political dissenters. And I told people this back when it was going on, that what they're going to do is they're going to go ahead and they're going to permit all this freedom and they're going to permit gangster capitalism over there. And what they're looking for is looking for a popular mandate to bring back the old ways. And, I predicted Putin back when Glasnost was going on.
Steve, hang on a second. My finger slipped off the cough button. I was talking to the producer here. He was getting ready to Skype you a message, and I told him that I told Paul earlier not to touch his mic button, and I said he hasn't done it once. So sorry about that.